Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker. Welcome to Senior Care Live. Thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate it. This program is all about educating seniors and their caregivers, helping them make informed decisions. And it's a great place to listen and learn. And so many people consider Senior Care Live appointment radio, and I hope you will too. As always, if you have a question, you can visit online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, SeniorCareLive.com, or you can go old school and give us a call at 1-800-331-6445. All right, so buckle your seatbelts. This is going to be a lively one. I have my friend and special guest in studio today, Mr. Kerry Hall. You may know him as America's Healthcare Advocate. And Kerry, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hey, it's great to be here. Great to be with you. And you've got a great show, so I'm happy to be on it with you.
Thank you. Thank you. We need to do this more often. It's been way too long.
It has.
you're too busy and I'm too busy. And there we go.
But, well, I'm supposed to be semi-retired, but that doesn't seem to be sticking very well.
I don't think that suits you very well.
No, unfortunately, it doesn't. Yeah. Or as my daughter says, Dad, you're never going to retire. Quit telling people that.
Yeah. It's just a lie. It's just a lie. So. But anyway, so.
I tried.
Yeah. All right. Well, and I think I'll bet you may be busier now than you were when you were not retired.
It's a different kind of busy. Yeah. It's not the daily stuff that I was doing before when I had Benefits by Design, which is now part of RPS, Benefits by Design, and I still work with them quite a bit.
Sure.
But there are two other entities that I'm involved in. One is Midwest Brain Health Technology, and the other one is Stotega, and which is a TPA health insurance group out of Texas. And I'm in it, but it's more like advisory there.
Yeah.
The biggest part of what I do is America's Healthcare Advocate now, you know, running coast to coast. And so that's where I spend most of my time.
So tell us about that. So you're on, I don't know, like 300 stations or something?
293. We're not quite to 300
yet. Just about there. Yeah.
Yeah, we're close. In fact, our latest one is the Cape in Cape Girardeau, 95.7 FM. This is an interesting story. You'll like this, Steve. I go to that studio, and of course, you know that's Rush Limbaugh. That was his home. It's where he grew up.
Yep.
And I'm in the studio, and I'm starting to do some broadcasts and meeting the people, and I'm talking to the station manager, and he goes, you do know this is where Rush Limbaugh started. And I went, like, you're kidding me. So I don't know if I was sitting behind the original golden EIV microphone or not, but I was in their studio and got to do radio. I thought that was pretty cool.
That is cool.
So, yeah, it was. Interesting piece of trivia.
Yeah, that is very, very cool. Well, so while we're on the subject, let our listeners know when your programs air here locally.
So, well, there are 13 stations here they're airing on. So,
okay.
You know, 98.1 and 980 here at Odyssey. 98.1 is Saturdays at 12 o'clock.
Okay.
And then 980 is Sundays at 11, I believe. I think that's right. I never get these things.
Yep. Yeah. And then I'm rebroadcast right after you at noon on Sundays.
So. Yeah. Okay. So that is right then.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. So see, I got one right
anyway. They're back to back.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. Very good. Very good. So, and again, I would encourage our listeners to listen to the program. It is a really good program. I think you'll love it. So, all right. Well, Carrie, so let's jump in and talk about our favorite topic, Medicare, and who qualifies for Medicare. So, what is Medicare and who qualifies for that?
Well, Medicare is government-sponsored and government-basically run health insurance for seasoned citizens, those of us that are chronologically challenged. Starting at 65, and once you're 65, you qualify. If you're on disability, then depending on the level of disability, you may qualify for it as well. But basically, Medicare is a nationally run government health insurance program with Part A, which is basically your major medical, hospital expenses, et cetera, and then Part B, which covers doctor visits, outpatient, x-rays, labs, those kinds of things. And then Part D is prescription drugs. So you've got A, B, and D. Those are the three major components of Medicare. And then, you know, then you've got two additions to that that you have an opportunity to bring into play if you wish. One is a Medicare supplement plan and one is a Medicare Advantage plan. And people typically, you know, will ask, well, why would I want to do that? I've already got Medicare.
Yeah.
Well, this is the part they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Medicare pays 80%. You pay 20%.
And that's Part B.
Yes. Well, yeah, that is correct. Part B and Part A. But here's the deal, okay? It's not 20% like your old health insurance plan was up to a cap.
Yeah.
It's 20% period.
Ooh.
Okay.
Right.
Meaning if you go in the hospital and you have a $300,000 bill when you walk out, you just bought yourself $60,000 worth of hospitalization you
ouch.
Get to pay for out of pocket. Right. So the logical thing to do, yeah, ouch is right. And then, you know, I love it when I hear these politicians say, well, all you really need to do is just have Medicare. Well, no, not really. Not unless you want to get stuck with 20% of a bill because you didn't get a Medicare Advantage or Medicare supplement plan. So, you know, one of those two needs to fit whatever you're doing. And there are a lot of components go into that. But if you do that, then you cover all of that and you're not out of pocket those kinds of dollars. And it makes a huge difference.
No doubt about that. So so someone would need the Medicare supplement to pay that 20%. And so you always hear this, well, what does it cost? I mean, it's really expensive.
Yeah.
So I think there's a range there. But what does a monthly premium?
The beauty of Medicare supplement, and we'll go into the difference between this and Med Advantage. Med subs, basically, your out-of-pocket exposure is zero. That's right, zero. Depending on the plan, if you've got an H plan or you've got a G plan, depending on which one you have, you may have a small out-of-pocket of $450 or $300. There are different deductible programs there for that, and that applies to certain carriers. But overall, you're going to pay nothing. For instance, I've used the illustration. When my wife broke her leg in Hawaii and we came back here to have the surgery, that by the time we were done with everything, the ambulances, the emergency care in Honolulu, the whole nine yards, we got back here. By the time everything was said and done, we were around $170,000.
Wow.
We didn't pay one dime of anything.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Blue Cross and Blue Shield, which I happen to think is the best plan out there, Medicare supplement plan. There are no copays, there's no deductible, there's no coinsurance. Everything was covered 100%. Yes, it's not cheap, depending on what you consider cheap. I think ours is about $290 a month. But when I compare that with what I was paying for health insurance,
yeah.
As people say, when you turn 65, you get a raise because you're not paying for health insurance anymore.
Yeah.
or you're paying a hell of a lot less than you were before. Okay?
My family is probably around 20. Now, fortunately, my wife's employer bears the majority of that cost. But if we paid for that thing out of pocket, we're paying $2,800 a month.
There you go.
A month.
Yeah.
So pay a tenth of that, get a phenomenal Medicare supplement policy where you're going to have very little out of pocket and maybe zero out of pocket, and that's not expensive at all.
No, and then if you are on a fixed income budget, maybe you're on a pension or whatever, the Social Security, whatever the case may be, the Medicare Advantage plans are zero premium plans. Almost every carrier out there now has a zero premium plan. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, again, has an excellent plan with a lot of additional benefits, and the premium on those is there are a range of plans, and you can get a plan that, you know, you pay a small premium, $45 or $50 a month, whatever the case may be. But the majority of those plans from every carrier, they offer at least one or two zero premium plans, which mean you pay nothing. Now, you have copays for everything you do. So you go to the doctor, you got a copay. You use prescription drugs, there's a copay. You get a surgery, there's an inpatient hospital copay, and there is an outpatient hospital copay. So those are all factored in there. But still, those are capped out. Usually around $250 a day, $300 a day for the hospital stays, and that's the biggest expense you'll have for 5 days, and then you're done.
Okay.
Well, let's go back to the $170,000 again. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if I would have paid 20% of that, okay, there'd have been $35,000 I would have paid. Okay.
Yeah.
Even if I'd have been on a Medicare Advantage plan, I would have an out of pocket of probably about $4,000. That's a lot different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those two plans are kind of the two that people look at that make the most sense. The only thing I tell people is you really don't want to just do Medicare because your exposure is huge. Okay. That 20% that people don't understand about, that can put, especially if you're retired on a fixed income, that's the last thing you want to do. And there's no reason to do it. These Medicare Advantage plans, they're huge. I forget the number of Americans on these plans, but the thing has grown exponentially. It's enormous, the number of Americans. I think it's like 38 million or something is on this plan. Yeah, it's really, they've taken off. They've gone, that came in during the Bush administration. They really work well, and they make a lot of sense.
And are there a lot of carriers here locally that carry these things?
Blue Cross, Aetna, Humana. I don't know if Cigna's got a plan or not. But the major carriers all have these plans available, and any independent broker can help you with this if they're certified. If they're certified for Medicare, then they can help you do it.
All right. Certified for Medicare, you can have your independent insurance broker shop all of the different policies and review all of your options. If you'd like more information about Kerry Hall, his program, products he endorses, and all of the above, go to AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. AmericasHealthcareAdvocate.com. And we're going to have a whole lot more coming up next. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. It's more of a statement. If you don't enroll in Medicare Part D when you originally qualify for Medicare, then at a later date decide to enroll in that coverage, you will incur a penalty. Is that statement true or false? The answer coming up next. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. And don't forget, you can stream this program to any electronic device at SeniorCareLive.com and through the app Audacy, and that's AUDACY. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. If you don't enroll in Medicare Part D when you originally qualify for Medicare, then at a later date, you decide to enroll in that coverage, you will incur a penalty. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... true. The answer is true. That got some people's attention. They're like, wait a minute, what are you talking about, a penalty? Kerry, let's talk about that penalty. Why is that true?
Yeah, it's about $33.37 a month for the number of months you didn't enroll. So let's just say you didn't get this is what you hear from people. Well, I'm not taking any medication, so I don't really need that. Well, unless you've got a crystal ball, you don't know where that's going to wind up in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Let's just say for 2 years you chose not to do it. Now you're going to go on Medicare Part D. Well, you're going to get to pay $792, that's the 24 months times 33, okay, forever because you didn't enroll in Medicare Part D. It doesn't go away when you enroll. If you don't do this, it is a lifetime penalty you get to pay when you enroll in Part D Medicare. So the smart move is enroll in Medicare Part D. Yeah. It's part of the Medicare Advantage plans. You don't. It's not – if you get a zero premium plan – it's a Medicare Advantage plan. You don't. Part D is included in it. You're not paying anything for it, so you've already got it. If you're on a Med Sup, you have to go out and buy a standalone Part D prescription drug coverage, and that's just the way it works.
Well, and you know, you make a very good point. A very good point. When you know, I don't take anything now, but you don't have a crystal ball.
No, you don't.
So my own grandmother, super healthy. She had one little over-the-counter supplement, and she didn't take anything. Well, then everything changed. She fell. She fractured her neck. She was in the hospital. They discovered she had CHF when she didn't even know it.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, she needed all of these medications. I got a bill the first month for $5,000 for medicine.
That's
and so, boom, she went from nothing to $5,000 in a month.
Yeah. Yeah, the prudent thing to do is get a Part D. If you can afford a Medicare supplement, you can afford a Part D. They're $30, $40 a month, $20 a month. Some of them are like 10 or 12. So you can get a Part D coverage as standalone. But if you do the Med Advantage plan, it's already in there. You don't have to do anything. So the whole Part D prescription drug coverage, it's already there.
So let's talk about these Advantage plans, because it drives me crazy every year during the open annual enrollment period. And you have J.J. Walker, Dynamite, and you've got all these horrible...
Yeah, all these well-informed celebrities.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Joe Namath, you know, the whole thing.
Yeah.
They drive me insane.
Yeah,
okay.
You can't. And it's on every... I don't care if you watch CNN, you watch Fox News or CNBC. I don't care what you watch.
They're everywhere.
It's everywhere.
They're omnipresent.
They saturate the airwaves with this stuff.
Yeah, it's just horrible. So putting all of those wonderful endorsements aside, if you hear an Advantage plan, because a lot of people throw that around, they don't really know what that means.
They don't have a clue.
So let's kind of unpack that and tell us, what is an Advantage plan and what all is included
in
that?
So the Medicare Advantage plans are called Medicare Part C. A lot of times you hear me refer to this as alphabet soup, and I think you know why now. You know, A, B, D, C, okay, Medicare supplements, G and F, so it is an alphabet soup. But the Medicare Advantage plans are Part C. Those are the plans that basically you have a network, okay, and they're not like Medicare supplement where there is no network now. Some plans like Blue Cross and Blue Shield, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City, and the other Blue Cross plans now have networks that expand across the country. Basically, I think Blue Cross of Kansas City is in like 48 states or 45 states now, something like that.
So it's virtually a national plan.
Yeah, basically it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
Okay. But, you know, those plans have networks, okay? And you've got to, you have to use the doctors within that network. If you're out of network, then you're going to get an out-of-network benefit. So let's say here in Kansas City that St. Luke's is in the Medicare Advantage plan that you pick has St. Luke's in it. Then you can go to St. Luke's, you can go to KU if those two are in the network. But if an HCA hospital like Overland Park Regional or Menorah is in there, you can't go there unless you want to pay out of pocket, okay? Because they have negotiated the rates with those providers.
The preferred provider,
correct,
essentially.
And that's another reason why the premium is zero, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they've negotiated those rates in. So that's pretty much how those work, okay? Like I said, there are copays. So there's a doctor office copay. There's a specialist copay. If you get an outpatient surgery, there's usually $250, something along those lines, $300 for an outpatient surgery. But if you get a gallbladder surgery, it's $11,000 and you paid $300.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal, okay? Yep. The same thing applies to MRIs, CAT scans, and all of that. There are copays with that. That's how the Medicare Advantage plans work. But again, You're not paying a monthly premium now because you're on a zero premium plan. Mm-hmm. Okay. And inside of that is the Part D prescription drug coverage. Okay. And that's a national coverage that there is no variation for that. Whatever the government sets as the amount of money they're allocating to Part D for that particular year, that is how much you have to spend on prescription drugs. And here's another thing people do. Oh, so let's just say that it's $5,400 this year. All right. That's not $5,400 of copays. That's $5,400 of the cost of the drug, okay?
Yeah.
So, I can get prescriptions forever because the copays are only $25 on my Medicare Advantage plan. No, it's the amount of the cost of that prescription drug, which is why I always tell people, go see an independent Medicare-certified broker. If they don't ask you for a copy of your prescription drugs, whatever they are, mm-hmm. they're not doing their job,
yeah.
okay? Because that's critical that they see what that is. And see, the formularies are different.
Mm-hmm.
Different carriers have different – one carrier may cover this particular drug, and another carrier may not cover that drug. Okay, one carrier may cover Crestor, and another carrier may not cover that but may give you Simvastatin, okay? So you need to ask and get – we at RPS Benefits by Design – Joyce Thompson and Nate and that whole crew will tell you, bring your prescription drug list with you.
Yeah.
We'll sit down. We'll show you all the plans that are out there. And we'll look at the formularies and see who's going to cover your drugs. And what's the cost of that going to be? That's really the right way to do it. Please, Joe Namath, played too much football and
yep.
had one too many concussions. Pay no attention to those people. First of all, if you call, you're right. You will talk to an agent if you call their number, right? But it's not somebody here in Kansas City.
It's someone sitting in a cubicle in
New
the
Jersey
Bronx or something.
California, yeah. Who knows where, okay? And then when you ask them, well, I need to go to Liberty Hospital. They won't know where
they
Liberty
won't
Hospital.
Have
they
a clue.
They won't have a clue. Oh, my hospital is north of the river. What river? The Mississippi?
Right.
So there's a reason why you go to a qualified local broker
yeah.
that is an expert in Medicare. Every year, you have to go through 21 hours of training just to get certified. And then the insurance carriers let you go through another 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 hours
yeah.
to get certified with them. So think about it. You've got about 30 hours timed up, and you have to pass these tests, and you have to get 90%. 90%.
Wow.
So
most of those tests are 70%.
Yeah, not the Medicare ones.
Okay.
They want 90%, and yeah. and that's a good thing because it means you really have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a complicated process, and you're dealing with people's lives and what they need in their care, and you really need to know what you're doing so that you're giving them the best possible program. Whoever it may be, Blue Cross, Humana, Aetna, Cigna, whatever, that's going to fit their budget and fit their needs.
All right, excellent. We're going to have a whole lot more with Mr. Kerry Hall coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And don't forget to check out the podcast of all of the episodes at seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, here we go.
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
Okay, so this is from Politico, March 20th. Surgeon General says no need to panic over the latest COVID spike in Europe. The nation is in good position to get through this new wave. Our focus should be on preparation, not panic, said the United States Surgeon General when discussing the latest rising wave of COVID-19 cases in Europe. And just as with all the others, we can kind of see it coming. It seems to start over there, and then it somehow makes its way over here. And then this from the New York Times, March the 20th, Fauci predicts an uptick in U.S. cases, saying it is not yet time to declare victory. So Tony Fauci always tries to, is kind of Debbie Downer, right? I can always count on him to throw a little water on the parade. But he said it's no time at all to declare victory because this virus has fooled us before, and we really must be prepared for the possibility that we might get another variant, said Dr. Fauci on ABC's This Week, and we don't want to be caught flat-footed on that. While anticipating a new rise, Dr. Fauci said this time he does not expect a surge. So I think there's going to be a rise, not a surge. So obviously it's not going to be as bad. And so the new Omicron variant, BA2, which is essentially a subvariant, is kind of like the most recent one. It's been shown to be more contagious, but it also causes less severity in the illnesses to most people. So, Carrie, I think the virus is here to stay at least for a while, unfortunately, in one form or fashion or some new subvariant or another. So how has this changed? It's changed our world, I think, forever. How has it changed the way that you conduct your business?
Well, this particular subvariant you're talking about now represents 30% of all the cases across the country, and it's growing. And this one is 31% more contagious than the previous variant.
Which was 50%, I think, more contagious than the previous one.
Correct.
Right?
So it's highly contagious, which is why, you know, you constantly hear me talking about triology and the fact that I use that stuff religiously. So does my wife, my children, my grandchildren, because I said this before and I'll say it again. I'm 72 years old, so is my wife. We've not gotten COVID once. Okay. Now I can't even count on one hand the number of people that I know around me that have not gotten it. Everybody that I know, practically, including my kids and grandkids, unfortunately, before they moved here, they all got it. All right. And I attribute that to two things. Number one, I took all three vaccines, and if they put out a fourth one, I'll be the first one in line.
Yep.
Okay. You're welcome to whatever your views are.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But that's my view. And you know, my wife's got medical issues. I've got some medical issues. I'm not taking any chances. But the other thing that I contribute that to is the use of triology, because the stuff is 99.9% effective killing COVID on contact. And it's the only one you can spray in your mouth, on your face, and on your hands, because it's all natural. There's no alcohol in it. So those are the two things that, and for me, you know, initially, I was like everybody else. We were locked down. You couldn't do anything. You couldn't get in this studio for 2 years.
No, no.
I mean, we're fortunate to be back in here with Sean Floyd today doing radio because you couldn't get in here.
Yep.
I had an alternate studio at Tico Productions, and I was able to keep doing my shows. But it was very, very difficult and made things difficult for everybody. Now, that's gone now. Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah, and it affected a lot. You know, my other business, Midwest Brain Health Technology, we couldn't get in to see doctors, hospitals, and providers, physical therapists. Because they weren't seeing patients. They certainly weren't going to see us.
Yeah.
So it has affected everybody's business one way or another. I think it's changed forever how people work now, whether it's office time or home time. I mean, my oldest daughter works for Morgan Stanley here in Kansas City. She moved here from California. She works from home, I think it's either 2 or 3 days a week now. Mm-hmm. That was never allowed before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're a very straight-laced company, and that's the norm now.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people, like a lot of the folks here at Odyssey, the engineers and producers, a lot of the work they do remotely now. So I don't think you're ever going to see it get back to where it was, okay?
Yeah.
I think there's, to some degree, there's some good to that. I think people being able to work from home, especially moms with kids, and my daughter's got a 2-year-old granddaughter, and her name is Sky. We call her the hurricane, okay? Because when she's in the room, it's the hurricane.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, so it helps that they're able to watch their children. But by the same token, you know, it's very difficult. I think people miss a lot of the office camaraderie, being able to come in or walk down the hall. Mm-hmm. You've got a problem, you want to go talk to the guy over in accounting, or you've got a problem, you want to go talk to somebody in marketing, or or you want to talk to your boss. You know, well, not everybody wants to do Zoom conferences.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think a lot of that culture has probably gone away. Hopefully that'll come back to some degree. I think a lot of companies now are saying, okay, it's time to start coming back to the office. It's time to start being back in here in person and being part of. But, you know, again, on the other side, what we learned was we can run this country pretty efficiently whenever we want to from home if we have to.
And we're darn creative.
Yeah, we are. And let me, this is interesting. Teladoc, which when I was in the brokerage world, we always had Teladoc as an option for our plans, and would get the employers, try to get the employers to include it. They had to pay for it, okay? But the usage of it, unless it was a rural community, was usually less than 10%. Do you know what it is now? 90% increase.
So oh my.
I've had multiple doctors on this show, from Dr. Sweat, the medical director at Blue Cross, says 90% increase because of virtual online appointments. That's how, and that is still going on. I had an appointment with the doctor this week, and it was done virtually. So
my wife is an RN at a very busy family practice group, and they still do a lot of online visits.
Virtual.
A lot of them. Virtual through the secure
connection.
And
a lot of that makes sense. For instance, you know, if it's 6 o'clock at night and Johnny's got conjunctivitis, pink eye, do you want to go sit in urgent care for 3 hours or 2 hours, or do you want to get on? Do you want to get on virtually and get that taken care of in about 30 minutes, and then have the prescription called in and go run down and get the prescription? Duh, yeah. So there are some good things that have come out of this, I think. But you know, with everything, there's two sides to it.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd hate to be in commercial real estate right about now.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't. Yeah,
yeah. That's all right. So that's kind of the downside of it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think there are going to be a lot of people. There are going to be a lot of vacant office space around the country as time goes on.
But you have, like you said, we're adaptable. We're very efficient. Everyone had to make a change. So, for example, with my business, I was pretty concerned because I walk around long-term care communities, assisted living
facilities. How did you even get in? Were you even able to get in?
No, we were locked out.
You were locked out.
So I have a story about that. I was pushing a client to get out and tour because I could see this coming. I could just feel it from, a mile away. And they're like, well, can we do it next week? And I said, how about tomorrow? I said, I think we really need to get out and see these places. And they're like, okay. So they had to rearrange. But they did it. They trusted me. We went out to tour on March 16th, March 17th of 2020. Boom. Shut down. We were locked out of every single place in the country, but definitely here in the extended KC metro area. So I'm sitting here going, okay, so I knew this was coming, but I hadn't thought, how am I going to do this? The only way I could do this was to get a Zoom account like everybody else and do this virtually, but I didn't know if my customers would go for that. I didn't know if they would be interested in it. And what, much to my surprise.
You were busier than you thought you were going to be.
I was busier during that lockdown time than I normally am. And I'm normally usually pretty busy. And what it did was it shined a very bright spotlight on all of the qualitative and quantitative information that I gather at each facility for my clients. So they depended on that information more now, because they couldn't walk in and walk around it. Now, we would meet virtually with someone at the facility, and they would walk around with an iPhone or an iPad and show us the
and
place.
And show you what,
And that's better than nothing. Some of these places put together.
But you knew the places, Steve,
I did,
because you've been in them. And, you know, that's the difference between what you do and this thing like a place for mom or, I don't know, a place for George, these commercials you see on television. It's just like those commercials about Medicare. That is not a smart thing to do, people. I'm just going to tell you straight up, okay? And I know that for a fact because I know people have done it and regretted the fact that they did it. What you do is completely different, and it's customized to the person's needs and their income.
And it's objective.
Yeah, because you're not getting paid. Let's just point something out. You're not getting paid by the nursing homes, and guess who is? A place for mom.
Yeah, and there are a lot of other free referral services out there that work the same way or very, very similarly. But I take pride in saying that I've never received a penny from any care provider. I've been doing this almost 20 years. Not a penny. No Chiefs tickets. And I've been offered the moon.
Sure, because they want you to fill those beds.
I've never taken it. And my job is to serve my client in the best way that I possibly can. And I get along with all of the folks in all of these facilities. They appreciate me coming in. Just this last week, I walked in and they said, well, do we have a contract with you? And I said, no contract required. You don't have to hide your checkbook when Steve Kuecker walks into your building.
Yeah.
And she just giggled. She said, that's fantastic. I mean, she was thrilled to hear about it.
Because it's not the norm.
It's so, so abnormal. But I like to say in senior care consulting, it's a placement service with integrity.
Yeah. And you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
That's why I refer people to you all the time, because if you want an experience that's going to get you in the right place for the right amount of money, Steve Kuecker's the guy to do it.
Well, I appreciate that very much. So, all right. So, coming up next, we're going to continue our conversation with the one and only Mr. Kerry Hall. He is America's healthcare advocate at americashealthcareadvocate.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. And I'll tell you what, I sure have had a ton of fun visiting with my friend and special guest today, Mr. Kerry Hall. He is America's healthcare advocate. If you want more information about Kerry's show, and it's an incredible show, and it's just shy of 300 stations coast to coast. That's a big deal, folks. Not too many people in the world can claim that. Okay, that's a big, big, big deal. Visit americashealthcareadvocate.com for more information. If you're listening from out of town, out of state, you can find a local station near you, or you could just stream it. All right. So check that out. So, all right. So, Kerry, so on the break, you were mentioning there's a new Alzheimer's drug. So a new class, which is exciting, the Alzheimer's drug that is basically, it's not approved by Medicare yet. It's FDA approved, but Medicare is not paying for it. So that's a huge problem.
Yeah, it's a problem. So the drug is a Biogen drug called Aduhelm, however you want to pronounce it, okay? It is FDA approved and went through trials, and it works for about, if I remember correctly, about 40% of the people who do not have advanced Alzheimer's. This drug restores their cognitive ability. Here's the thing, and this is what all you folks out there who are all about Medicare for all, in other words, we need nationalized healthcare. Well, let me give you a little example here of what you get when you get to that program. As Steve just said, Medicare will not pay for this. They don't want to pay for it, okay? Guess who else doesn't want to pay for it? The only national healthcare system that we have run, hospital system, the VA. And I'm a VA member, okay? I'm in the Agent Orange program, okay? Because I served in Vietnam, et cetera. But if you're in the VA, you cannot get this drug. And what is the reason for all of this? It's really simple. It's price. It's about $36,000 to $40,000 a year for this treatment, all right? But guess who is paying for it? The health insurance companies are paying for it.
Okay.
Now, you have to go through a protocol to get it.
Okay.
But the point is, it's there. There are also opportunities to get it for the phase four trial that's going on right now. But what people need to understand here is you have the government making a decision that says you cannot have this. We're not paying for it. Well, if you're that person with Alzheimer's and you know you're still cognitive, you're still able to function to a certain level, but not nearly as like what you used to be able to do, and you're having problems and it's progressing, this slows that progression. This helps return your cognitive abilities back to you. And the testimonies that I have read from people that have taken it, they think it's a miracle drug. Now, recognize something. There have been multiple medications. I don't even want to guess the millions and billions of dollars that have been spent by Merck, Biogen, go down the list, Pfizer, who have all done these exhaustive trials on these drugs for Alzheimer's, and they all failed.
Yeah.
But here's what they're doing. They're sharing the data and the information amongst the drug companies so that when one fails, they know it failed because it didn't do this or it didn't do that or it didn't do well in clinical trials. And when it broke through from Biogen, was the first one to ever have any effect on folks that have Alzheimer's. And it doesn't work for everybody. I think it's about 40 or 50% of the people that it actually makes a difference for. But I'll go back to what I said. Do you want the government making that decision for you? Because, you know, again, all you folks out there that think you want to see Medicare for everybody, okay, just keep in mind that these are the kind of choices you will not get to make if we ever get to that point in this country. And I pray God we don't, because be careful what you wish for. All right.
Yeah. No doubt about it. And at $36,000 to $40,000 a year, what has to happen is then the volume needs to go up. The price will come down. But I'm really surprised that Medicare is not jumping on this, because when a private insurance company would, that means that they're only working with early onset Alzheimer's, or as far as the reimbursement side from the insurance company, because then the insurance companies are going to stop at age 65 and Medicare would pick it up. And so how would you like to be the patient receiving insurance coverage for that medication, that new medication? It's working for you. You can feel the results. You can see the results. You are extremely happy that you're not progressing. And then you turn 65 and boom, you're on Medicare. Now you can't get it. Unless you want to spend 36 to 40 grand a year.
If you've got 36.
Right.
You know, a lot of our senior pop, you know this because you deal with people every day. They don't have long-term care insurance. They don't think of these things when they're younger that they should think of. And then they get to Medicare and think, okay, fat, I made it to Medicare, I'm okay now, which to some degree is correct. But, you know, this is the kind of thing that when you start talking about going to a nationally run healthcare program sponsored and run by the federal government, you better think twice, okay? Because this is the kind of stuff that we're going to be told. And this is just one example or a spotlight, as you mentioned earlier, that you can shine on this and go, well, why wouldn't the VA want veterans to be able to have access to this, because the VA doesn't want to pay for it.
Yeah, but it all comes down to money every single time.
Yeah, and here's another little piece of news. The VA has put out a memorandum here, and I'm very on top of this stuff because I am a veteran. I deal with a lot of veterans groups, VFW, et cetera. They want to close 15 hospitals around the country.
Hmm.
Okay, now you can like or dislike Trump, you know, whatever the case may be. Trump expanded veterans benefits whenever he was president and Veterans Administration and revamped it and got outside care available where you could be referred to an outside doctor. You didn't have to wait 6 months to get care.
Yeah. I thought that was a great program.
It was a great program. It is a great program. But now, you know, now we've got a different administration. Now they want to talk about closing 15 hospitals. Mm. This is the kind of stuff that absolutely makes me crazy when I hear this, because why would you do that? Now the reason is because efficiency. But I'll give you an example. There's a veterans group up in Montana that if they close their hospital, they're going to have to drive 3 hours to get to a VA facility to see a doctor. How is that helping those people in Montana?
Well, that's not efficient for them.
That's right. Yeah, but it's efficient. But the VA, the VA, there is so much waste and money being, you know, not run properly in the VA system. There are a lot of other ways to make that a lot more efficient than what they're doing now. And by the way, here's another little piece of news. Okay, you're only allowed generic drugs under the VA system, which is another reason why Aduhelm is not part of that. You know, their dodge that is, well, it's not a generic drug. No, it's not. Okay,
and it's going to take, what does it take, 6 or 7 years for a drug to go generic? There's a certain
time
frame.
Oh, it'll take a long. They haven't even finished phase 4 trials on this yet.
Okay.
It's still getting submitted. Okay. But it was approved early. And this is the thing, okay? The FDA is a very difficult group to deal with. Yeah. And this thing was approved early after the phase 3 trials because it showed promise and it helped people. And they saw that it helped people. And people have a right to have that medication.
Yeah. And if the FDA approves it in record time, then they have to see something that's promising and for them to put their stamp on it.
And I don't see a lot of politicians out there, you know, raising hell about why aren't we covering this medication? Okay. Yep. It's a really good question. Why aren't we?
Well, maybe we're rattling the chain of a few listening to this program. Who knows?
You would like to think so. That's for sure, Steve.
So, all right. Well, you know, I really appreciate you coming onto the program today, and we'll have to do it again soon. There's so many things I would love to visit with you about. and for everyone, don't forget to reach out. Tell us the Medicare. Is it RPS Benefits by Design?
Yeah, RPS Benefits by Design. As I always say, call the lovely Joyce Thompson, 913-385-2224.
Yeah. So we talked about Medicare quite a bit in the first part of the program.
And they're happy to help you.
And Joyce is a wonderful, you will love Joyce. Joyce is an amazing person. So reach out to Joyce and she can answer your questions and help out. And again, Carrie, thanks so much for coming in today. I really appreciate it.
A lot of fun to do it.
All right, I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window.
Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.